How great thou art can make a legitimate claim to being a multinational hymn, which grew from an experience that has no national boundaries, a thunderstorm. The power and greatness of God are reflected in the mighty thunderstorm, the mountainous clouds, the bright flashes of lightning, the booming thunder that rolls across the earth and rattles the windows. All cause people to marvel in awesome wonder. But then the storm passes. The sun reflects off a gleaming and refreshed earth. A rainbow appears. Brooks bubble with water, the whole scene accompanied by birdsong. And to the power of God is added a sense of God's grace. It was such an event which Swedish pastor Carl Boberg experienced in 1886. Feeling the power of grace and enthused by wonder, he wrote a 9-verse poem, O Store Gud. He was later surprised to hear Swedish Christians singing the words to an old Swedish melody. The hymn attracted a German Christian and was translated into German. In 1927, I.S. Prokhanov translated the German version into Russian. During the following decade, English missionary Stuart Hine and his wife were in the Ukraine. They were first heard the song and used it in their evangelizing. In time, Hine began to translate it into English. He was inspired to work on the first 3 verses in the Carpathian Mountains. It following World War II, they were brought back to England, and Hine wrote the 4th verse. How great thou art, popularized by Billy Graham, is a wonder itself. Being 3 times removed from the original, the English bears only small resemblance to Broberg lyrics. My God, how great thou art.